It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Pete Davidson appeared on the Weekend Update segment of Saturday Night Live to apologize to veteran and congressman-elect Republican Dan Crenshaw, and this time he actually brought Crenshaw with him. You have the clip?
Look, I just wanted to say, for people that don't know, the reason you're wearing an eye patch right now is that you lost your eye to an IED in Afghanistan during your third combat tour. And I'm sorry.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate you saying that.
So we good?
We're good. Apology accepted.
Just keep breathing.
It sounds like my phone's ringing. And I was just going to let it ring because that's rude to answer. Let's just let it go to voicemail.
No, it's cool.
He cracked jokes and said that Pete Davidson looked like the meth from Breaking Bad and Martin Short in the Santa Claus 3, which was fantastic. He also said that he's only one of the two men who are good. There's only one of them that are actually good on SNL. He also turned to a more serious note and said that from this incident, they learned that Americans can forgive one another. And since it was Veterans Day weekend, he wanted everyone to connect with a veteran. He said, maybe say thanks for your service, but I would actually encourage you to say something else. Tell a veteran, never forget. When you say never forget to a veteran, you are implying that as an American, you are in it with them, not separated by some imaginary barrier between civilians and veterans, but connected together as grateful fellow Americans who will never forget the sacrifices made by veterans, past and present, and never forget those we lost on 9/11, heroes like Pete's father. Oh, this is just, I mean, an incredible moment in television and in pop culture history. I am telling you, if we have more moments like these, we will see less divisiveness in this country. And one beautiful moment that happened in this was when the cameras were kind of panning away and stuff. You could hear Pete turn to Dan and he says to him, he whispers close to his ear and he says, "You're a good man." I mean, just absolutely powerful.
I thought he was like, "Hey, man, what are you going to get to eat after the show?"
Oh, my
like,
God. You just have to ruin every good moment, don't you?
You guys want to get some Chick-fil-A? Are there clothes? Dang it, it's Sunday. Okay.
Chip and Joanna Gaines are returning to TV via their own network 7 months after their hit series Fixer Upper ended. The couple partnered with Discovery to create their own channel, which will likely launch next year. I have a feeling that the channel is going to be called Magnolia. I mean, that is completely just my own guesstimation, so don't quote me on that, but their entire brand, everything is Magnolia, and that sounds like a TV channel.
Let me check it out. How do you spell Magnolia? Magnolia.
The former HGTV stars who welcomed their fifth child in June say most of the programming will be filmed in their hometown of Waco, Texas. It's pronounced Wacko. No, I'm just kidding. And Michelle Obama recently opened up about suffering from a miscarriage and using IVF to conceive her two daughters.
The biological clock is real because egg production is limited, and I realized that as I was 34 and 35, we had to do IVF. I think it's the worst thing that we do to each other as women, not share the truth about our bodies and how they work and how they don't work.
I thought that was really special that she opened up about that, because that is something that so many women struggle with, is not only having a miscarriage, but, you know, just any type of infant loss. Like, so many women go through that, and couples, and just not enough people are talking about it. So that was important. And Bruno Mars is ending his 24-karat Magic World Tour by announcing that he'll provide 24,000 meals to Hawaiian residents in need this Thanksgiving. The 24,000 meals will be provided by the Salvation Army for the Hawaiian and Pacific Islands Division's 48th annual Thanksgiving dinner meal program. I thought that was really awesome of him to partner with.
That's pretty big.
Coming up in the next garbage in a few minutes, an update on the celebrities affected by the California wildfires, who won at the People's Choice Awards, and this rapper has never tried these popular foods.